Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Test. 1, 2, test. My mic sound. I guess I'm good. Go ahead.
Welcome to another edition of My Wife Hates Me.
This is the
I'm
real
Bonnie
one.
I'm Bonnie McFarlane. This is my husband, Rich Voss.
What do you got to say about that?
We've been married. Neither one of us knows exactly. Somewhere in the neighborhood between 12 and 14 years.
This is going to be 15 years on...
No, now you're going way crazy.
It's going to be 15 years September.
No.
Yeah.
So we're just celebrating our 14th wedding anniversary?
No, 15th.
Then we've been married 16 years because you've...
No.
Yes, because you wait 1 year.
No, we've been married... What are you looking at? Who are you waving to?
No, I was going to say something, but now I realize we're on the air.
What were you going to say?
Well, now I'm not going to say it.
Was it bad?
No.
Was it good?
Oh, stop.
Is it about the workers?
Stop it,
about
please.
That big hunky worker?
Stop it, please.
Is that what you're looking at? Oh, that guy right there with the tattoos? Ugh, he looks like a crazy guy.
Oh, my God. Your brain will just go. You don't need any information.
Yeah, well, that's what you're doing. You're looking out the window. You're staring at some guy with muscles.
Do you remember last night you were saying, tell me a story?
Yeah,
tell
but
me
I was
a story. I was going to make the joke. There's the guy from the story.
I blanked out of the story because
I knew
that wasn't real.
Well, what am I going to do? Go have sex with other people so I have a real story? Is authenticity important to you during sexual stories? A lot of people think of them as fantasies.
Yeah, but a dirty worker? I'm going to get into that. A guy that's dirty? Out putting fences in?
Well, I'm sorry. I don't know your type for what kind of guy. God.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. You bring some dirty guy and track dirt into my house, I'm not cleaning it.
And why would you?
Bonnie made the worst spaghetti ever last night, and me and Raina, we didn't want to tell her. Oh man, she. Not only that, everybody was starving, and we're all looking for. And she always makes the best spaghetti. Always, never in 17 years since we've been married.
Well, yeah, stop it. The 22 years we've been married.
She's never made one bad spaghetti. And then last night, oh, all of a sudden, let's experiment. Let's experiment. And then fuck it up. Why did you do that? And not apologize.
I think your story explained itself. In 17 years, I've misstepped one time.
On spaghetti. Other
things.
On
eggplant, three or four. I just quit trying eggplant.
Rice, you fucked up rice many times.
Yeah, rice is a tough one.
Stew, you're 50-50 on stew.
No, stew, I always get it right.
One time you got stew wrong.
No. Oh, really? Did I?
Yeah. Eggs, you're way below average on eggs when it comes to my eggs. You know that, right? You know that. When it comes to my eggs.
Well, there's one simple solution.
I can think of a good one. I should make my own eggs. Mm. What's your solution?
And I'd get a divorce.
Now you read online on one of your about the funniest comedy couples, but they don't even use real
comedians.
I didn't
read it. I glanced at a headline. I told it about to you privately.
No.
A little joke. And then you, like, don't make me say things I don't know anything about.
You read the whole article?
No, I didn't. I didn't even read it.
Don't lie.
I didn't. I glanced at it barely.
Like Evelyn Wood, speed reading.
I scanned for our names.
And we weren't in there.
We weren't in it.
How could we not be in? I'm not going to get into this because we did this last week. But how could we not be in the
don't
funniest?
Find it.
Huh?
I'll find it so that we can.
Go ahead, find it.
Discuss it.
Oh, let me do some plugs.
But don't suddenly be like.
Oh, well, listen, the My Wife Hates Me shirts are going fast. A lot of listeners are buying them. I have some of the Rich Voss Legend shirts. So email me and you can get a shirt. And they come with a free CD. $25. It's $5 shipping and handling. Not handling, shipping.
Big deal, you gotta handle it.
So $25, you get a signed CD and a shirt. And My Wife Hates Me or Rich Voss Legend with a cool picture of me with tattoos and shit. It looks cool. So, if you want that, email me at rich@richvoss.com. This Saturday, I'll be in Cranberry, New Jersey. Cranberry. I'll find out later. I'll tell you later in the podcast where it's at. It's on Facebook. It's some banquet hall. I'm doing a banquet hall on Saturday. Friday, I'm in the city. Where am I? At the Stand in... probably at the Cellar. These weeks have been good. These last 2 weeks are not traveling. Doing
for you.
Oh yeah, man. I mean, I didn't make a lot of money the last 2 weeks.
Oh, Pace Magazine.
You know,
couples prom analogy.
Talk up.
I'm coming. It's coming.
Sorry.
Relax.
Okay, this is
Natasha Leggero and Moshe Kasher score on the Honeymoon stand-up special. So, King Peel and Queen Peretti. Camille and Emily. Mr. Offerman and Mrs. Mullally.
Who are they?
Mullally.
She's a comic?
They're a sitcom.
Oh.
Natasha Leggero, the mean kids flicking cigarettes at you as you pass by because dances are bullshit. Really? If Natasha and Moshe are the mean kids, what the fuck are we? What the fuck are we?
No, they call them the mean kids?
Yeah, they're doing a prom analogy, you know? It's like King Peel and Queen Peretti. They're the king and queen of the prom, I guess. I don't know what the other's like. Kumail and Emily, slow dancing in the middle, Mr. Offerman and Mrs. Mullally chaperoning, and then outside, under the bleachers, you have Natasha Leggero and Moshe Kasher, the mean kids flicking cigarettes at you as you pass by because dances are bullshit. It's like, Holy fuck. There's no positive.
I don't see them as mean. I see them as very nice people.
That's what I'm saying.
They're nice. Why would you call them mean? That's mean to call them mean when they're not mean. Oh, well, I'm sticking up for them. I'm saying they're nice. And I'm sticking up for us, saying, why the fuck are we not in this?
Why do you sound like you're from the Twin Cities suddenly?
Remember you used to date that big clumsy guy from the Queen Cities?
Do you, like...
What? He came to one of my shows in a cast or something, or...
Whatever. Relax.
Boy, you had some real...
You won, okay?
You really picked some real winners.
I like people's minds, and then I don't know what happened. He usually went for the mind.
Yeah. Good. So...
You're lucky you're funny. That's what did it for you. That's how high up a category it is for me, comedy.
No.
That you won.
No, when I took my shirt off the first time, you were like, whoa, this motherfucker's ripped.
No, it wasn't like, oh God, I'll never ever have sex with anyone else again or anything like that. It was just like, it's not usually my type, that's all.
Yeah, somebody that, you know.
It was almost like a little bit gross.
Somebody you didn't have to lift your stomach to blow them.
Ma-ha-ha-ha-ha. I like.
Let me hear your new laugh.
I like a little bit of weight on my head while I'm giving a blowjob. Lets me know I'm still alive.
Well, what are we going to do? How are we going to...
And also that should make you very comfortable in your...
How are we going to reinvent ourselves to become the funniest comedy couple again, even though we always were?
I think
were.
We should start dressing the same. Number one, really let people know we're together. He and I, we're a team.
Like what? Both wear like bow ties and shit?
Yeah, like if we go something fancy, we both wear suits. Casual, we both wear like Adidas, you know, onesies or whatever.
Same thing. That'd be so funny. We should go everywhere for like...
Just like a month, just dressed exactly the same. I'll start wearing those dumb hats.
I'll put falsies on my breast.
What are you 90 years old? What era did you grow up in?
They don't have falsies anymore.
For your ass, yeah.
Not for your breasts, they don't have falsies.
They have push-up bras, of course.
They used to have falsies.
The fuck? I mean, even just like, you know, they have chicken cutlets.
Where? What do you mean? I love chicken cutlets, but what do you mean?
Do you? Well, that's what they put in their bra now, chicken cutlets.
No, they don't.
They're not real chicken cutlets.
They're fucking salmonella.
Oh, my God. That's what they're called. They're like squishy. They like have the appearance of... It's like putting a breast implant into your bra instead of...
Falsy.
Yeah, but those were just foam things.
Oh, falsies were? Girls used to wear falsies.
Please stop saying the word falsies.
They used to wear falsies to school. We used to know it.
Falsies news.
All right, what do you want to talk about? We're at 10 minutes and we haven't said a fucking thing yet. Nothing. All we do is complain. Think of the positive.
Go ahead. List it up.
We got our hands... Oh, no. Well, we almost got our hands on a roast. We were supposed to pick it up this week. But we're working on a new opening, so that should be done this week. This is getting close. I'm telling you, this is getting close. We're going to have it out within a year of the roast. That's our goal.
Oh, I was going to say.
Within a year of the roast.
It's vintage. It's like you're 90. Finally.
But thank God.
Ross's 60th birthday party.
Thank time it's not time sensitive. Like if it was, you know, like, I don't know. A time-sensitive type roast.
A lot of my jokes got taken out because they were too timely.
No.
Yes. Yes.
No.
Yes. Why do you keep saying no?
Because they were editing it when they were timely.
They still felt they were too edgy and
Edgy maybe not.
Well,
who would think? What the fuck do we give away creative control? How the fuck do we let them decide?
Well, because
they had at the time
they were saying that they could get, you know, they had the big agents and they had to like they had certain places that they were going to sell it, and they gave us a
And we let them have creative control.
We didn't let them have creative control.
Well,
we still oversaw it, but I couldn't fight every single thing.
No,
with
we
them.
Didn't have it. We didn't tell them what jokes to keep in or take out.
Absolutely, we did. We absolutely had final say in that.
I don't remember.
Rich, I had to go over it thousands of times. I don't think that you did. I don't think you made notes on it, so maybe you don't remember. But I made many, many notes on it, and sometimes they would change them, and sometimes they wouldn't. And so then you give up fighting for certain things. You're like, okay.
That means you looked at the roast a bunch of times and said, keep this in, take that out, keep this in, take that out.
Absolutely. Of course I did.
Are you telling the truth? Raise your right hand. Your right hand.
Uh-huh.
I'm tired of your bad laughs.
Well, do better jokes. You'll get a better laugh. That's how it works.
How fucking good is...
If you do that one more fucking time. What the fuck is wrong with... Do you have, like, what is... Oh, there he goes. Scratching his back on a... He was scratching his back on the wall the other day. I was like, do you really need to be doing that? He goes, well, that's what guys do!
Well,
oh, my God! You're gonna... You were getting so crazy about it, like...
No.
Oh, yeah, no, it's true. I always see men in nice suits rubbing their backs against a wall.
Where?
No,
keep talking.
No.
Yes.
I won't do it.
Why?
I don't feel like it.
Back. You talk, you get a dead air.
Thank you to everyone who came out and saw me at the
where?
Oh, brokerage.
Governor, brokerage. I heard you killed.
It was great. All three shows
I'm
were great.
I have scratches on my back now. People are going to think I had sex.
One woman, though, left and she said to the opener, she goes, you were great. You were great. And then she looked over at me. And she goes back to the guy and she goes, no racist jokes against Jews. I like that. I was like, oh my God, I was making fun of my husband.
Like, you know what? These fucking
But fucking old Jews are the worst because they will laugh at literally anything until it gets to that. And then they take, and you have it too. You take such offense to
that. I do not.
Yeah. You do too. You make the most horrible racist, sexist jokes. But then if somebody says something, you go, oh, that's funny to you? Oh, that's anti-Semitic. You do. You're very...
Audience members think they're like, they're just using the opener or the middle to say they hate you.
Yeah.
They don't like those.
I wanted to say that. Nobody liked this guy. Come on.
Yeah. And they're just going,
the guy who opened for me was funny.
But they're using
him. He was a lawyer.
Oh, boy.
And it's like, they're almost too... it's like lawyers have this thing where they're kind of like overachievers a lot of the time. You know, they're like lawyers. They also write novels. I'm also in a band. I'm also, you know, and this guy was like, I don't know. It's annoying on some level. It's like, no, just be a lawyer. You're good. You did it. You're good.
A lot of
you don't
comment.
Need to come into everybody else's fucking place of work and take it over.
I know. It's like stick with what you do.
Stick with it.
You know, like they're. Oh, I'm going to make as much money as a comic at 45 that I did as a lawyer.
Yeah, but that's the thing. They probably do know how to monetize it better because they're good at stuff like that.
Oh, well, look at Bonnie using words like monetize.
You've never used the word monetize?
Why would I use it?
Oh, my God. Because it's the only way to describe a certain thing.
What?
Like other people, they just get paid for their job. We have to monetize what we do.
What do you mean monetize?
Are you fucking kidding me right now? How dumb are you? I don't want to be an asshole, but like, are you joking or are you like this stupid? You cannot be this stupid. You can't go through life. Like sometimes I'll just be like, oh, an emoji. What's that? Like you won't have any idea of something that's just so fucking embedded in our culture.
Emojis are those little...
remember what you don't know what memes are? Do you know what a meme is?
Yeah, when something explodes or something.
What's a meme?
When somebody sends you a thing that like explodes or fucking fireworks. Or...
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then fine. What is it?
It's like a saying or a little like, you know, thing that gets passed around like a little joke on a poster.
On a poster? I don't get what you're saying.
Like a picture.
Oh, a poster? Why don't you just call it a poster? A picture.
I did call it a poster. You said you didn't know what I was talking about.
Why are you calling it a meme if it's a picture? I don't get what you're saying.
Well, that's what people call them. I didn't fucking make it up. When the world fucking changes and, you know, what, like, you're never going to use the word selfie? Did you make up the word selfie? No, but you started using it.
I don't do selfies.
But I bet you've used the word.
I don't think I have.
You've never used the word selfie?
I really don't, because I don't do them, so why would I do it? I don't like people to take pictures. Cause,
well, monetize is in a whole other category. That's like...
What does monetize mean? Let me see
to,
if you know.
To make money out of something. To figure out how to pay yourself from something. Yeah. To monetize it.
I know that.
How do we monetize this podcast?
We have a read next week.
And we have Patreon.
Yeah. And the Patreon... has a whole video of the live show we did with Robert Kelly. Funny. A lot of people have been saying good things.
Have they?
A lot of people. Good things.
Good.
And a lot of my shirts are going. I've been mailing them out. This guy goes, got the shirt. Love it. Thank you. And I sent a free CD with it, too.
A lot of My Wife Hates Me folks at the shows this weekend.
I think there's more. I think I have more My Wife Hates Me.
Put your hand down. I'm going to smash it with my. This woman was like, you look so different than I thought. You look so different than I thought. It's like, ugh, please, I don't need to know. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if she does my voice sound ugly or does my face look ugly? Like, that's all
I think she probably thought you were much hotter.
I mean, I don't look good a lot of times when I show up at these shows.
You look
great.
It's been
a long day.
You look very sexy. It's when you flip your hair. Whew.
No.
When your hair's flipped.
I saw pictures of myself. I
look, and you look like a private detective, that look?
No.
Uh-huh. I'm telling you. Last night.
Stop it. Come on.
What was I going to say? How fucking...
And then people kept asking, like, is it real, our podcast, you know?
What do you mean?
Like, some people think we... I told the woman, I was like, we don't do any preparation. She was like, ah, ha, ha.
You could tell we don't.
No, they think that we, like, somehow... scripted some of this stuff.
None of it. We have never even read a newspaper on our podcast. We've never had a newspaper in front of us like a radio show or current events. We don't do any of that. How the fuck have we done 300 of these when we don't do anything? How does anybody keep listening to this? We don't do anything. So starting now, we're going to do stuff.
You're going to prepare?
No, but we're going to talk about stuff.
Well, go ahead. Bring something up. What's happening?
How fucking good is Homeland?
It's good.
This year's way better than last year, right? Why are you looking at me? This year's way better. But one thing we don't like together is
a lot of things about Carrie Matheson, but she's a good mom. She knows what she's doing maternally.
I don't think they had to make her crazy this year. How did that help or hurt the season?
Would it be terrible if one season she got her meds calibrated the right way?
Yeah, but why did they have to make her like some kind of...
I know, they're like...
There was no
the writer's room every season, they're like, this time we're going to do Russia. It's going to be fun, exciting, guys. We're going to have her go there and do this. We got to make that crazy thing happen again. Jesus. How about she goes into the hospital and sees herself... Okay, write it in. Then we'll give her a what did they give her?
A mission?
Like a shock treatment?
Oh, yeah.
That's how they got rid of it. They're like, they kind of had to weave it up, you know, in and then have her have a mental break. And then we'll give her some shock treatment. She'll be okay for 3 episodes. And we'll be able to finish. Okay.
But she's going to give her kid away in the middle.
Well, the reason she gave her kid away after the brain treatment is because it's the only time she's thinking clearly. She knows her kid deserves better. But I guarantee you next season, which I think is the last season.
It is the last season.
There's going to be another thing with her sister where she's like...
She steals a kid and runs off.
She's going to be like, you tricked me! You stole my kid!
The kid's kid's ugly.
No,
anyhow.
No, you tricked me.
The kid, the kid's ugly. Nobody wants that kid.
I don't like kids in shows, and I hate it. Why do they have
I'm only kidding about her being ugly, but they're aggravating. That dude is ripped.
You felt bad. You felt bad about saying that about a kid.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like talking mean about kids.
But right after, to cleanse your palate, you'll say a guy walking by is ripped.
He's fucking ripped. Oh, he was ripped.
Sorry, I just called the kid an ugly. Whoa, that guy is ripped.
Do you see the size of his fucking arms from lifting fences all day?
Okay.
You know, I lift a microphone. Yeah, I don't like kids or teenagers on any of them on TV. Don't be on TV.
Well, they make teenagers
the most aggravating fucking kids on the.
I think it's because they don't make them into teenagers. Well, teenagers can be very aggravating anyway, but.
And the Americans, when that girl was.
They're always like too smart or something.
When that kid was punching the laundry bag.
Oh my
tenny.
God! That's awful. She just acting. It's just an actress. We know that the actress is a wonderful young lady.
We
I'm
don't
sure.
know that.
Nah.
Okay.
But fuck that. She has made it, so I don't want to watch that show.
That her, the writers, and the character. You know, it's
whatever.
Not her fault.
That character has almost turned me off of. And Americans, it's another thing. Like the whole thing is about family.
Well, I didn't like the FBI.
It's like those kids stay home alone more than anyone I've ever known.
And I don't like the FBI's son. I didn't like his son either.
Oh, he was almost worse. That fucking that they could not get his hair to cover his face enough. They kept going like, "What are we gonna do? This guy has grown up into something."
The FBI guy too. What else has he ever done?
Oh, it's so crazy because once you go back and you watch old movies or whatever, all these people are in these good movies in these parts. Like
he's not.
They're around.
Stuff.
I've seen him in movies. I can't remember any now, but he's been around. He's been around.
Yeah. Well.
So. And then the of course the Russian that's playing both parts.
The Russian's on.
There's only four Russian actors.
He's on
playing 17 different characters.
He's
on
the Americans and he's on Homeland. The president on Homeland was a president on running for president on House of Cards.
I know, and I always
like. Did they see her on House of Cards? Go, oh, she's a great.
She'd make a great president.
President.
That's what she's running for president in this show. That's why you're thinking that. Yeah, let's bring her in.
Like, there's 10 million fucking actresses that are looking for work. Why would they use the same person? Why wouldn't... I don't get it.
I mean, she must be good and easy to work with.
She is good, but there's a million other people.
I don't
know. Using
someone
who plays the same character.
I speak directly to the filmmaker, the television showrunners, whatever you call them. I spent an enormous amount of time on one of the episodes of Homeland using the backstory of that Russian from Americans. And I kept coming up against a roadblock when I was watching it. I was like, but why? I thought he was a good guy. What is he doing now? And then I realized, oh, I'm using the character from the Americans.
Yeah,
and he's
kind
Homeland. Of a good guy. I kept thinking he was going to go talk to his dad at any point. I was like,
see?
Yeah, so you shouldn't reuse the same characters all the time. Also, there's another character on Homeland that was from House of Cards, a different guy that I just
I don't think that guy was on House of Cards. He was on something else.
No, he was on House of Cards. Don't ever contradict me.
I'm telling you, he was on something else.
That's a line we wrote last night. Don't ever contradict me. Using it here today on our...
When do we write that?
You know what? You're the dumbest person in the world.
What do you mean we wrote it last night?
Didn't we say at some point during this podcast, like, people think we write it or it's scripted in some way?
Yeah.
Well, I was pretending that.
Oh.
It was like a good line.
Okay.
Oh, we wrote that last night. Then, sorry, I didn't read far enough. You do say in the script, hey, what's that from? We didn't write that last night. And then I get mad. Oh, we are. We're on script still. God.
I'm a little tired.
It's so meta. Do you know what meta means?
No.
When someone goes, oh, it's so meta.
No.
You've never heard it?
Yeah, I heard it. I just don't know what it means.
But you never, no curiosity bubbled up like, huh, I wonder what that means.
So meta, so hip. So it's so... So in style.
In style.
What does it mean?
It means you're talking about or showing the thing that's actually happening.
What? I don't get it.
It's like another layer of, like, if we were doing, it's like this podcast is meta. Especially if we had scripted it. It is what it is. It's exactly as it is.
I don't get it. Well, whatever. I'm not big on vocabulary. On vocabulary. I know what I need to get by. You know. I know one thing. I'm fucking funny. And I know one thing. Wait, I had...
This will be two things.
Oh, Saturday. Wait. Saturday.
I thought you were going to say you have a 141 IQ. I was like, but then you would know that was two things.
Saturday, I did a club that I haven't done in 15 years. Okay, so Friday and Saturday, I worked for this guy. I haven't worked for him in 15 years. I did a door deal. So all I needed was, because Wednesday and Thursday, I made decent money. So Friday and Saturday, I stay local. You know, there's only so many local places. This was, you know, I figure if I do 200 people, I'll make decent money, you know, with the door deal I had. So Friday, I think there was about 80. So I was happy with that. You know, it was decent. And Saturday, I walk in. And I walk into this place. It's so small and dingy and gross. And it looked like I was walking into the past. It looked like when they're all standing there, the bartender, the waitress, the guy that runs the room, they all look like ghosts almost, because they remind me of when I worked there 15 years ago. And I was like, if he told me the numbers, I might have canceled it. But it was on the way to, I was going to Philly anyhow. Later that night.
The story is quite exciting.
What I'm saying is, you know, sometimes you take, you know, if I did that Friday and Saturday, it would have been a great weekend. I would have fucking done real well because I did well.
What is this story supposed to represent?
Well, I'm just saying, because like I want to explain. You know, comics, like a lot of comics think, well, you got to go on the road, you got to do big gigs, you got to do this and that. You know, a lot of comics in L.A. stay in L.A. on the weekend, or New York. Comics stay in New York on the weekend. So, you know, me, instead of going into New York and doing spots on the weekends I'm not on the road, sometimes I'll take smaller gigs in Jersey or you know, wherever, you know, and I don't have to get on a plane. And then I could usually make the money that I need to get by, you know, because I've already made enough the week before, the weekend, whatever. So, Saturday, like if I would have done the Friday and Saturday in the one place, I would have had a really good weekend. But they give me the Friday when no one's coming, but I did get people there. And the Saturday, anyhow, so it was so small on Saturday, there was like 45 people, you know. So I was on stage, I was hungry, I ordered 6 pizzas.
Is this all for this story? Hey, I went to this gig, there was hardly any people there, guess what I did? I ordered 6 pizzas, we all had a pizza party, it was great fun times. Bunny, how was your weekend? I mean, did it really have to be the... Okay.
Well, I got to explain because sometimes...
I don't know if people know this. I was born a poor black man in Plainsfield.
People don't understand when you take...
Who gives a shit? Nobody cares about your fucking dumb business and how it works. Nobody's
yes,
sitting around like...
Inside.
Now, why is he... Now, the reason is because you're thinking, oh, this story reflects poorly on me. Therefore, let me set it up.
It does reflect poorly because people go, oh...
Oh, he's a legend.
No. But they don't understand. You take, you know, sometimes you take small gigs to work material out, you know.
Right.
There's different reasons.
But the public doesn't
know that. They think, oh, career's going well. You know, that's what they say on Twitter.
Why is your phone on?
That's not my phone, is it? Or my computer?
I don't know. I'm not you.
Oh, it's my phone. Oh. Only one spot Friday? Oh, shit, I don't have to go in till early. Well, tonight, I don't... Oh, fuck. I'm just going in to do roast battle. I'll go to the cellar first, get our money they owe us. Yeah, no, I don't know what I was saying. What I'm saying is, it was fun though. It turned out to be.
I know, but you could speed up these fucking stories. You act honestly like people are hanging on. I don't know what this is about you. It's like you act like that. It's just so you're just so fucking fascinating. You got to try. You got to step it up a little.
I'm telling a good story. You take your time.
No, you're not painting a picture.
I did paint a picture. I gave different. Alternatives.
No one understood. I'm in the business. I didn't understand a good portion of that fucking story. You're talking about Friday and what the double the numbers and who gives a shit about the what the fuck and the ghosts and the I don't
like
know.
Ghosts when I walk in. I was hanging.
Well, at least you don't have to buy them a pizza, I guess.
And then then the guy that owns it, he's trying to like talk from the back like it was his idea.
Okay, there's a little bumper to the story. Good, great.
It was my idea. And
did you have a fight with him about it?
I yelled. I go, this is my fucking deal.
Well, how did he take credit for it?
He's back here. He's saying to the people, go ahead, have another slice if you want. Or this. And I go, whoa.
Oh, you don't have the authority to tell people if they can have another slice or not.
Yeah, he's doing this or that, you know, saying this or that. Nice guy. But, and he, it was funny, he had a good time, you know, he's never seen anybody do something like that. It's kind of like an
Never?
It's kind of like an
I've never, what a man, he's never seen anyone buy pizza for anyone before.
No, it's like.
I've never even seen a pizza. What are these big square boxes? They have pizza in them, look inside.
It's
a
Andy Kaufman type of stuff.
Oh, shit, girl. Oh.
You know, I'm like.
Just doing what legends do, okay? You know, getting a little bit of pizza for the people.
It's Andy Kaufman-esque, you know. And then, not only that, it was $77. And guess how much I gave the driver?
$10?
$23. I made an even 100. $23 for a Domino's driver? Do you know how happy? Because he was like from a third world country.
Oh, boy. When you can make those guys happy, he was, no better feeling. No better feeling than making a fucking immigrant feel good. Huh? Huh, folks? Oh, boy. When I give an immigrant a couple extra bucks, my heart grows three sizes that day. I give a white person a little extra. Then feels good. You know, I say to you, what generation are you a lot of times? They say, second generation, I pull back. I don't tip as much.
No.
I say, what generation are you? They say, this is my first time in country. Oh, boom.
He's throwing money.
I'm doing 18-22%, you know?
Wait, 18? I always leave 20 minimum.
Oh, my God.
I always leave 20 minimum.
I'm glad that you took that whole speech very seriously. That was every single word.
Well, but why
it.
Wouldn't you say 20-30%? Why would you say something
I
lower?
I was making a joke that you're cheap. I should have went 8-10%. That would have been a better joke.
Oh, I don't get it. I get it now. I didn't get it then.
No, clearly.
But
you know why? Because tipping immigrants isn't funny to you. That's something serious that you say. Hey, that's something serious I do. I give an immigrant the money.
No, the guy. What
you know,
the
I look
fuck?
At a guy and say, you're from one of those mud countries. Get over here. Take a five. Take a five.
20.
You going to go out and tip one of those guys out there? Hey, what generation are you? Oh, the second. I'm not giving them nothing.
Oh, okay. You can make. Let me tell you something. What $23 tip? Domino's driver Saturday night. He's working hard. I'm a blue collar guy.
Are
I'm
you? Not,
yeah. Yeah.
How is that?
Oh, who do I relate to? Blue collar type dudes. You know, look at me.
Right. Because you don't know stuff like Meta and
whatever.
Monetize.
Yeah, but I know how to fucking hang out.
By the way, you did the title for last week's and you spelt it wrong.
What was it?
Badminton.
Was I right?
Badminton.
Yeah.
It's badminton. Didn't it come up as a mistake?
No. I didn't spell it wrong.
Well, now I'm questioning it.
I asked you how you spell it. You're the one who told me. B-A-D-M-I-T-T.
I'm totally right. It's badminton.
Then like why did you say M-I-T-T-E-N?
I didn't. I would
I
not
swear
have,
to
no,
God.
No.
I yelled to her. I go, how do you spell badminton?
No, no.
You fucking are.
No, I know how it's spelled.
No. Well, you spelled it wrong.
I'm writing it in a script. That's why today I was like, I knew exactly.
Well, you said it wrong last
I'm
week.
I'm sure I went like this. Bad Minton. And then you just wrote what you heard. But I swear to God, I wouldn't have spelt it like that.
Well, from where I'm from, it's badminton.
I know, but I want people to know that you do this. You do the titles.
No.
Rich does the titles.
Well.
Badminton.
How come he said the sound wasn't good last week?
Let's call this one library.
Library. You think you're so smart. I could tell you some dumb things that she does lately.
Okay, here we go. This is a segment we like to call, But Bonnie's Dumb Too. Go ahead, Rich. What do you got for us today?
What did you do stupid recently that I go, I got to talk about? I can't think of it. I can't think of it.
Oh, too bad.
I can't think of it because I don't log in that kind of negativity. That's not what I do. I don't dwell on negativity. I think about the positive things you do, and that's what I talk about.
Oh, really? Like, what do we start with today? What was the first thing you said today? Something very positive about the spaghetti?
I said you did in
Hey, don't try to twist it.
In 14
that's your
years.
Worst quality.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Your worst quality.
Yes. This is like this segment we like to call Bonnie has bad qualities too. Go ahead, Rich. What's one of Bonnie's bad qualities?
You walk around like you're the boss. You boss people around.
I look you in the eye. I don't don't walk with my head down, shoulders slumped.
You act like a boss.
But you give orders. I said to you one time, I go, look, if you can't handle being the boss, step aside.
And then
one of us has got to run this fucking joint.
And then Raina will say something so rude and Bonnie will laugh instead of being like a mom and say, you can't say that. And then it's funny.
She lives with two comedians. I give her a lot of leeway.
Oh, really?
Well, you say horrible things. And then when she goes, but Dad, you just told me not to swear and you just swore. You go, I was joking.
No,
so
I say, I'm an adult. I'm an adult. She says things and you'll sit there and laugh.
If she got in trouble at school, I'd be upset. I'd be worried. But she's not. She's saying it to you. But the other night, she sat here and did a whole comedy routine. We laughed and laughed and laughed. So it's like anything. Like you say, when you're being funny, you can't bat 1,000. You're gonna hit a couple of ground balls.
Cursing is
that
not...
right for the analogy? You're going to hit a couple of ground balls?
No, maybe a couple strikeouts.
You're going to do some strikeouts.
You're going to do some strikeouts or you're going to have some strikeouts?
You're going to have some strikeouts.
You don't do strikeouts.
You got that right.
See,
badminton.
Stupid, you're stupid.
I'm dumb.
You're going to do some strikeouts?
Okay, let's do it. Ready?
What?
It's time to play Bonnie Says Dumb Things Too. Richard, what do you got for us?
You're going
to
do some strikeouts today, guys?
Oh, that Bonnie. What a dum-dum.
What Raina was doing, we had lettuce the other night for our sandwiches. So I said to Bonnie, wasn't there a lettuce scare? But it was romaine lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
But any lettuce is bad because where it's picked, you know, those people, they take poops in the field and stuff because they're out there working. What, you never heard that?
Yeah, of course I've heard it, but
How do you think you get E. coli?
No, it's not true. E. coli is from, like, I don't know what it's from,
poop.
But it's not from people taking shits in the lettuce.
They don't do it in the lettuce, but it gets in the field.
They use it to wipe their butts.
Oh, it's so gross.
No.
Yeah.
It's not true.
E. coli comes from that. It comes from uncooked chicken.
Pretty soon you're not going to be able to eat anything.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, so anyway.
So Raina was picking up the lettuce.
And she'd go, I don't think this is poison. This doesn't have any poison. And then keel over and die.
Fall on the floor.
But she did it 20 times.
We kept laughing. See how many times she would do
it. She just kept doing it over and over. This lettuce seems fine to me. Hey, guys, don't worry about it. This lettuce, there's nothing wrong with it.
She'd fall late and she would actually fall onto the floor. Wait, and then she was doing Broadway shows.
Yeah. Oh, Daddy. she did a whole Broadway show about you. See, you like that stuff?
Yeah, because it wasn't dirty. It was funny and clever. And it seemed like a Broadway show because then she would raise her voice and sing and then act and move around. Like, it was like a Broadway show. What was she singing?
I don't know, but
Daddy.
It rhymes and it's good. I know, because she does them all the time. She'll just start doing them.
I'm having to do a, I wish she was here now to do a Broadway show for the audience. She'll make
she
them up.
She would never do it.
She would.
No. That's why she hates it when you take your phone out when she's doing stuff, because she doesn't want you to record it.
Well, I think that talent should be spread around the country. And here's what I think we should do. And because we used to love it. We used to do it. We have to go back on demand. And I heard this season of American Idol is pretty good. And we haven't watched American Idol in a long time. And I want to get back into it.
Okay, well, you're on the road a lot. Do it.
No, I can't. I don't like doing that kind of stuff alone.
No, I don't. I'm not doing it. I don't have time for it.
You don't want to do American Idol.
Do American Idol? Do American Idol? You know. Is that how you say it? Ladies and gentlemen, Rich Voss says dumb stuff too. Bonnie, what do you got? He says do American Idol when he means watch American Idol. Oh, Rich.
Can we talk?
About what? Can we talk? What are you, fucking Joan Rivers? Did Joan Rivers just fly into your body? Can we talk?
No, something important. What's going on?
Well, what's going on?
I don't want to talk about what we talked about. Don't talk about getting fired? Yeah, I don't want to talk about that because I don't know what the reason.
Well, I read a headline, so you could say the headline that you read.
No, it's not. I don't want to get into that because you know, that company does a lot for us.
I just wanted to say what I heard.
Well, people will read it. It's not our concern right now. What's going on in the comedy community that we want to... This is why I heard that Rock and Adam are doing... I guess that movie's coming out that I worked on.
Yeah,
because they're doing all kinds of talk shows and stuff. They did some this morning.
Oh, yeah. So, well, I've seen the trailers.
It's called The Week Of. You know, we got to work on that. And it was...
So the week of a marriage between Chris Rock's son... Or daughter.
Chris Rock's son and
Adam Sandler's daughter.
Yeah. The week before it, planning it, you know, right. Everything.
The week and of the wedding.
I'll tell you one thing. Fucking Adam Sandler, when he just started ad-libbing, but he's done so many fucking movies that he's so 48 comfortable.
48 movies.
Did he do really 48?
He probably could have. I don't know. I was kind of being funny, but.
When he was going off script, holy fuck. I hope they kept some of that. Some really funny stuff. What? How many movies? Are you looking it up?
Mm-hmm.
What are you putting? Adam Sandler movies? How many?
It says, somebody says at least 54.
No way.
Mm-hmm. How many? It's not how many Adam Sandler movies, but how many he's been in.
That's insane. And just a regular guy. Nice guy. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, so I'm looking forward to seeing that movie when it comes out. It's going to be on Netflix. When does it come out, did they say?
They did, but I didn't make note of it. I'm sorry.
No.
I think it might be Friday.
Netflix doesn't have premieres?
What do you mean?
Like at a theater or something, or a premiere party, or...
Well, that'll be in the theaters also.
No.
Yes. Stop saying no.
His movies are... He has to deal with Netflix to do everything.
I guarantee you it's also in the movie theaters for a certain time.
Oh, Raina, come here. Oh, I'm so good.
Oh, we gotta
go,
that means.
Why?
Because I gotta go.
Go where?
You sit in. I gotta go.
Where?
Places. I got things to do. Places to...
It's only 10 after 4. All right, you can go. I want to talk to Raina.
I don't want to be on podcast.
I know, but can you do one thing on the podcast? Just
oh my
one
God.
Thing.
Just do it. Don't even think about it.
Can you do it one of your Broadway plays? The Oh Father, at least part of that.
No.
Come on, do it. Come on, it was so good.
No.
Just do one verse. One verse.
No.
How did it go, Oh Father? Oh, how did it go?
Because no.
you. Come
do
on.
Do a Broadway song about how you don't want to do the song.
I don't want to do the podcast. It's so stupid. Why do you people listen to this crap? I don't want to do the podcast. It's just a waste of time. You should go and go outside. This podcast is very dumb. I think it should go suck my some.
No, do your Broadway, like, because you were getting like,
okay.
All, you were like,
good. Okay, I got
no,
go.
But
Fine.
She was like a real, Raina, come here. You were like a real Broadway.
Hell, if she does it, you got to put it on Patreon. You got to monetize. You gotta monetize that shit, no. Yo.
When she was doing
it
back.
Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
All right, you can leave. I'm not gonna. What should we call this one? Let me give some plugs, though.
Okay.
Wait, what do we call this one? All right, go to Pete. Listen, we got on Patreon.com. It's Patreon.com /... Voss and Bonnie. What do you call it? The live show that we did with Bobby Kelly is on there. It's very funny. Very funny. This Saturday, I'm looking where I'm going to be this Saturday. Ooh, it's taking me too long. And I don't want you people to get mad. Just give me one second. I know. Here it is, right here. I just found it. This Saturday, one show only. It's going to be in Cranberry, New Jersey. Friday, I'm in the city. I'll be two shows at the Stand, one at the Comedy Cellar this Friday. And then Saturday, Cedar Gardens Banquet, whatever. It's in Hamilton Township. Hamilton Township, Cedar Gardens Banquet. You know, it's like a big... I think they do comedy like every couple months. You know, so it's, you know, like a one shot deal. Come on out this Saturday, Friday, the Stand or the Comedy Cellar. Next weekend, I got to see. I'm supposed to be, we'll see what, I'll let you know about next weekend. Go to richvoss.com and thanks for listening. Sorry that my wife is so stupid, but. That's life. Goodbye.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.